Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at local and national politics. I'm Sydney Steele. Last month, Columbia saw the deadliest month from gun violence since 2001. This week, I sat down to talk with MU Professor of Communications, Dr. Cassandra Carney, about her research on the construction of rhetoric surrounding mass shootings and how we've been talking about this increase of gun violence at the local level.
My research is primarily concerned with how news media and other organizations construct motive following mass shootings. And the news media plays a particularly salient role in this construction. The way that they frame events, talk about events, gets picked up by Twitter, Facebook, everyday people who talk about these events in that way. And so I look at what are the popular themes, frames, arguments, narratives and tropes that come out of news media coverage of these mass shootings. So are they talking about video game violence? Are they talking about race, ethnicity? Or in my case, I think very specifically about the way that mental health plays into the narratives and motive construction following mass violence. That's what I'm kind of talking about when I think about the rhetorical construction. What are the words, language, and jargon we use when we're constructing this understanding of violence?
What have you found is the way we talk about this?
So I went back to what is considered the first mass shooting. I always put an asterisk there because it really wasn't the first. It was just the first that got national coverage. And that happened in 1949 in Camden, New Jersey. I looked at also 1984 at a shooting in San Ysidro, California. And then I looked at one in 1991 in Killeen, Texas. And then finally I ended in 2012 looking at the shooting at the Aurora Theater with the Dark Knight Rises shootings. And I wanted to see how we talked about these events. And I found patterns that were consistent across all four shootings, that mental health played a significant and salient role in the way that we discuss the shooter themselves and their actions. We often assume that they have a serious mental illness, and then we make policies and think about those shootings in that way, which to me does stigmatizing harm.
And so what does that research and your findings mean for the kind of policies we could create or the things that people should be doing moving forward?
There is kind of a connection with the way that we talk about things and the policies that we put forward. So even as recently as this year, the big policies moving forward were red flag laws, that we as a society need to watch each other better. Even organizations that are doing great work for gun violence and thinking about solving this really big problem, the Sandy Hook Promise organization that came out of the Newtown shooting, that one even says we need to look for signs to prevent mass violence. And I think that that can be a discourse that's very problematic, and that certain people then are made out to be bad, or certain types of behaviors are made out to be bad. Even we talk about people as loners, we have an association with that's someone with a mental health problem. And so we see a connection between the policymaking and the rhetoric we use. I was just looking into some of the things happening here in Columbia with the increase in gun violence. And our governor says, absolutely, we need to think about this as a public health crisis. We need to be looking at serious mental health in relationship to gun violence, is what other policymakers across the United States are saying. But it's always coming back to that we need to do this in tandem with mental health issues. And even just those associations themselves continue to reinforce this idea that mental health is a precursor to violence, when certainly there is no research to suggest that that is the case.
This has been Talking Politics on KBIA News. I'm Sydney Steele. Thank you for listening.